Hey, everybody, this is Brad Williams, and I am the pastor of B4 Church. Welcome to our podcast. My prayer is that this would help you behold God, that you would see him for who he is, that you would belong to community, that you would be everything that you were created to be, and that you would be able to dream beyond the limitations in your life. So I hope you enjoy this teaching, and we look forward to seeing you in person soon.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the B4 Church podcast. My name is Ashley, and I'm one of your hosts. And guess what? He's back.
I'm back.
Mr. Alex Lister is joining us again after, 8 weeks?
Yeah. Paternity leave. It was kind of, I think I actually took off even before that.
Yes.
We had our fourth baby, which was amazing. Her name is Merritt James Lessler. She's awesome. The perfect addition to our family. But we had some complications prior to her being born, which caused me to need to kind of step away.
Yes, you were here, but afraid to commit to anything in case you had to leave at any moment to go to the hospital.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you did not end up on the podcast.
Correct. That I was afraid that one day you would walk in the room thinking I would be here.
Yes.
And then not.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah, of course. I got
planning
your back.
Ahead was better than that.
Yeah, for sure. But I missed it a lot.
Yeah. We missed you.
Thank you.
It was it was a little harder having to figure out guests and other people instead of just throwing the two of us into a room. And
it's kind of like anything in life, you know, when you get used to doing it with somebody, whatever the job or the task is, there's chemistry, right? It took time for us to even figure out how to do this together.
Yes, it did.
So in some ways, I feel good that it was harder without me. But in other ways, I listened to some of the episodes and they were amazing. What a cool,
you did some fun stuff while you were gone.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah. But we're glad you're back, particularly on this day, because today is a celebration.
What are we celebrating?
We are celebrating two things, which happen to coincide on the same episode, which I think makes it even more fun. One is that it is now the 1-year anniversary of the podcast. Yeah, and the second is that we now have had a total of 100 episodes that we have dropped on the podcast.
That is wild.
Combining this conversational podcast and the weekly liturgies.
That is so wild.
It is.
It's like it went so fast.
And yet it feels like we've been doing this forever.
Yeah. I mean, it's also funny to look back now at some of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we do now compared to what we did for the first couple was very, very different. Yeah.
And I bet when we have a 200 episode celebration, we're going to do that, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Good. We'll probably look back on this episode and laugh too.
Probably.
That's part of the process.
But I thought it would be fun on this episode to do kind of a year in review, behind the scenes, just kind of info on the podcast. And it's a nice way to introduce you back on.
Thank you.
So we came up with a list of questions. We'll kind of ask them to each other. I know, it's very helpful. And you always just come up with some on the spot, which is also very fun. So we'll kind of just go through those and give you guys some fun info and background on the podcast. So the first question that I actually thought of that I thought people might be interested in was why did we end up doing a podcast? How did that come about?
I mean,
you're the boss, so you get to answer that one. Because I had very little to do with the actually getting it to happen thing.
It was kind of my baby from the beginning. I had a bit of a dream that we would create a space, a platform to discuss things that we didn't really have around here. As a pastor for now almost 14 years, I've spent a lot of time having the same conversations with people over and over again. And I just thought, what would it be like to get in front of some of those conversations?
Mm-hmm.
So a few years ago, Keith Jenkins and I actually, when he was on staff here, if you don't know Pastor Keith, he's now the senior pastor of East Hill. And he was on the podcast.
He was on the podcast. We'll have a link to that episode in there for you.
Yeah. We had a dream about doing a podcast together and it was called something different, but it was around the same ideas. And then Pastor Keith left and we had some changes happen around here and we had to kind of go back to what would this look like? And Ashley, you were always a part of these conversations.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the first time that we had talked about a podcast and I don't remember what year it was, but I do remember which office you were in.
Yeah,
you moved four times. And I was I don't know what year you were in that office, but it was the one that was farther down the hall.
Yeah, I'm going on my 8th year here.
Yeah.
But you're the one person I've worked with the most since being here.
We have been on the team the longest. Yeah. I think 3 years now. Close to four.
I think we're going
on
four. But I mean, math has never been my strong suit.
Yeah, no,
so
mine
it's
neither.
Something like that.
But yeah, it was probably 2 or 3 years ago that we probably had that initial conversation where you had posited that. And I was like, oh, that would be fun. Because I was at the time in my spare time blogging and was like, oh, I feel like that would be kind of the same thing. I would love to be a part of that.
I, I've always found it fun when you have something on your heart, a dream, a vision, or something like that, and you share it with somebody else, like I did with you, and you had the same thing on your heart.
Yeah, because I had wanted to start one on my own, but I was like, right. I don't want to have to figure out all the audio and how to like get it from an audio file to like iTunes and like graphics. I'm not that good at Canva, and I don't really want to have to like do all of that. And also like, who would be my coach? Like, there were just too many questions of like, that would be really fun, but I didn't feel like I had any of the right equipment or any of the right skills or the right people even yet to figure out what that would look like. Yeah. So it was like, ooh, if that could be part of my job, that would be really fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like anything in life where like, it's not that it wasn't the right idea.
Right.
It just wasn't the right time.
No, we didn't
have— for me or for you.
We didn't have the right people on staff of the church at that point either that probably could have done the audio and all of that to the extent that we needed.
Well, that was kind of what held us back for a while was just the technology to do this, which now looking at it, it's rather simple.
Yeah, we feel a little foolish about that. We're like, we have this cart and like a computer and these microphones and some cool headphones and that's about it.
We try to take pictures of it and kind of stage them to make it look like we have this really good setup, but
it's a table in the fireside room. Yeah, and usually there's a bunch of just like stuff.
We can wheel this little setup in pretty much any space and do this.
Which I think we've recorded in three or four different rooms at this point. So it's actually that part, the setting it up was and the actual what equipment do we need and that kind of thing. We didn't know that piece. And two, the editing was another barrier.
I remember when Brad first got here, him and I went out to dinner. And we were just talking about the church. And I've known Brad for a long time. In fact, I was telling you this the other day, 5 years ago, like last week, was when I first met Brad and we became friends. But one of the things we talked about was this project, was the podcast project. And he was ready for us to go like right away, which was super fun. He kind of gave us the green light. And, you know, part of it was we just wanted another space to process. What does it look like following Jesus in real life? And so it was really great that he gave us the green light to run with it. And all the stars seemed to align and it was not easy.
it was kind of a mess at the beginning. Because I think—
Kind of?
Yeah.
It was absolutely a mess at the beginning.
Well, and two, at the beginning, Brad was constantly on.
He was on every episode.
And
some of you may miss that.
And we kind of realized fairly early on that was not a realistic expectation because he was very difficult to schedule because he has a lot going on. And so it does take time to do all of the recording and the editing and the show notes and posting it on the internet and all that kind of thing. So there has to be some lead time there. And we kept trying to get ahead and we kept not being able to get ahead because it was like, well, we can only record with Brad this one day. And then we'd try to like squeeze two or three episodes into a period of time. And then like you couldn't stop. So they sometimes didn't end up being what we wanted them to be. Yeah. And that was a little frustrating. Like it just, it pretty early was like, this exact setup is probably not going to work long term.
Well, and I think even him stepping back from the project, he's still involved. He's
still here and present
and on a regular basis. But that also speaks to his leadership because he, and this is not like kiss up to my boss moment, but it was about trust. It was about recognizing that this is something that comes out as a voice of the church. And he released that to us and he entrusted that with us. And so kudos to him for that because that's a big thing. And I was really thankful for that. It's been a journey.
It has been. It's been a lot of like really fun things. Some things that we were like, ooh, that wasn't so great.
Yeah.
Or we never want to do that again.
Yeah. When we started, we were pretty clear that we were not trying to be the next like Joe Rogan experience.
Oh, no.
We weren't trying to be Brené Brown.
No.
We were... This was for our church.
Yeah.
And again, like if it's been shared beyond that, that's okay. But it was because we wanted to connect with our church in a time where we could not see each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where the podcast began to really take shape was when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And we were no longer able to gather, which was disorientating to all of us, but we wanted to find ways to connect. And so
and one of the things I think we talked about at the beginning was that was one of the major ways that people were like listening to other voices was through podcasts during that time when you couldn't necessarily be in person. And even before that, though, I think we had kind of recognized that there's kind of a big gap between the Sunday morning experience and that has to be pretty well formatted and planned, and there's not a lot of space for deviation to go into deeper detail on some of the things that might be mentioned. And so we talked for a while of what are some of those avenues to kind of fill some of those gaps, and a podcast was one of them. Yeah. And so it was just like the perfect conglomeration of pandemic and the right production people and Brad being on board and all of that. It was like, this seems like a good time.
Yeah.
And now we have a whole year.
And now we have a year and 100 episodes done.
Our podcast is a little toddler, just toddling about.
I have to say my favorite part about it has, yes, it's been a process. Like we've learned a lot. But my favorite part has been the conversations that have come with people in our church that are listening. And some of these have been hard conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Realizations that I have misspoke, or maybe I've said something I shouldn't have said and it was published, you know, and everybody could hear it. It's not something I'm unfamiliar with, but it was a different medium and it sparked some really great conversations. And I've been most thankful for that, of all of it. That's been my favorite part. What's been your favorite part of this whole process?
I think my favorite part of the podcast in general is that ability to give platform to things or to people that we might not be able to hear from on a Sunday morning. So being able to have an extended time with Keith in a more casual setting or Bo, or having the Beaverton Resource Center, Al and Lisa, having them on here. Like, we never get to hear from them for 30 minutes on a Sunday morning because there's just so many other things going on a Sunday morning. Right. And being able to provide that space, whether that's people outside of our church or even inside. Like, one of my favorites are now doing intro interviews with new staff members of just like, hey, like, this is a person that works here. Yeah. And like, just hear some interesting facts about their life and get to know them a little bit in a way that you might not on a normal Sunday.
And the truth is that, like, unless you are connected at like an age level leader for the kids or your student,
you might never
interact
with that person.
You probably don't know who's here or not. Yeah. And there was no other way to do it unless if you were on stage on Sunday, maybe, or if you're connecting with an age level leader. But there's a lot of other people that do things around here. A lot of it's behind the scenes, but they're amazing human beings. And it's so fun to begin to connect people that way.
Yeah. And I think just hearing real life stories of how people have been called into ministry and what that's looked like. Again, whether that's people that are here on staff or whether it's people who are outside of staff, to be able to give just hear stories of like, how has Jesus worked in different ways? Because there's so many times where we hear a story and go, oh, like that's really similar to this thing. And you kind of have a moment of connection. Or, oh, I've been walking through this thing. I didn't even think that God could use it like that.
Yeah.
But having those as kind of an example story is kind of cool.
Do you have like a favorite moment though? Like if you were to put your finger on one moment of something that you're like, ooh, that was my favorite, what would it be?
I think my favorite episode that we've done might actually be the one with AJ Swoboda.
Really? Why?
Yeah. And I think that
I love AJ. What? I didn't mean did that to sound like I'm surprised. Tell me more. No, like why?
I think that was I think in that interview, you and I were very much on the same page and I felt like we flowed really well on that one.
Yep.
And two, the subject matter was really interesting to me. And I think I had listened to multiple podcasts of AJ before that. And there were some things that he said that I expected him to say, but it was kind of cool too to hear like, oh, like that's kind of something that's new. Mm-hmm. So it was like learning something about the person, but also just, I think that was one of our best interviews that we've done.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
He was definitely a highlight for me too. That was really fun. It was also the first Zoom podcast interview we've done.
That part was a little awkward, but it worked out.
That's what one of the reasons why it was so memorable was like, there's a delay.
Yes, it was weird.
It was weird. And you don't notice it in editing, but when you're trying to talk to somebody and you like make a joke, but it's delayed.
Yeah, we had to cut out a few jokes that Alex tried to make because AJ didn't hear them. So I got to hear those in editing, but nobody else had to hear them.
Oh, we'll get to all the things that hit the editing floor in a minute. But that was funny. But I think for me personally, it was Keith when he came in.
Yeah. I figured that might be your answer.
Yeah, I think I have two really like clear memories that I really enjoyed the most. And one was with Keith. Part of it was just because it was a full circle moment. We had been talking about this, planning it for years, and then we missed the opportunity to do it. So then a chance to do it again was great. I talked to Keith like every day, and we always joke that like our conversations would be funny podcasts. And we got to experiment with that just a little bit. So that was fun. There was an episode we did way back, and this was when you were in the room, but not, I think, not on the podcast, when we talked about the social dilemma and Brad talked about social media's impact on people.
Mm-hmm. Was one of, I think, like our fourth or fifth episode.
Yeah,
maybe?
It was way early on. And maybe we'll link that one into the show notes too. There was something about that talk that it actually impacted me from a standpoint. So it was not just, oh, it was a cool moment that I like. I actually still think about that a lot. So I would probably say those are the two moments.
What were some of our worst goofs or mess ups besides making jokes that Aegis Swoboda did not hear?
I think one time I had this like grand vision for an episode. Well, first off, I was really awkward in the first season of the podcast. So let me just start there.
It was difficult. The first season, I think, was weird because we had two people that were used to being primary communicators in a monologue format that were trying to dialogue.
It was like WWE wrestling, like one person is in the ring and then you tag the hand and then he gets out and the other person jumps in.
It was a little intense. And my job in those days was to stop you when you got off on tangents.
Remember
or just
when you
like
clapped in my face
I did clap in your face once because it was very confusing.
If you're listening, you're wondering why would she do that? Because in order for us to know when to stop, we would clap into the microphone and it creates a spike on the file. So it was like, this is going nowhere and it's derailing. And Ashley was trying to be helpful, but I was like totally thrown off guard.
It was also about 9 o'clock in the morning, I remember correctly. It was early. And I had my own microphone, but that day something was messed up. Right. And so I had to like stand. I was like sitting on the floor. Yeah. I had to stand up and literally clap right in your face because I didn't know what else to do.
Partly startled me and partly made me angry and embarrassed me all at the exact same time.
Yeah,
but
and then I felt bad.
It
was bad.
It's okay, but I look back on it now and I just think it's funny. No, but you're right. That was one of the biggest adjustments, I think, for both of us.
Yeah.
And when I say both of us, I mean Brad and I, because we're used to talking to people without them talking back to us in a microphone, but we're learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're adjusting. Yes. But so there was that. And then I had this grand vision for an episode and
I don't even remember what it was about.
Oh, I remember it all. I remember what it was about. And I still think at some point we need to figure out how to talk about it, but
perhaps
let's just say that we spent maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, we spent, it was an hour and a half or 2 hours trying to record this episode. And then at the end, I was like, I think that was really terrible. Luckily, you agreed because I didn't have to clap in your face that way of being like, I don't think anyone should ever hear this. You were like, no, actually, I don't think it was good either.
I think it was the only episode that never was for the podcast.
Yes, that is the only episode.
And never will be, at least in that format.
I don't know where the file went. I don't want to know. I'm not asking. Maybe Ben has it somewhere, but he can destroy that if he wants.
For sure. Yeah, those were some of the more glowing moments of this project.
Yeah. I think, another one was, so originally we would record and we would just hand it off to the production team and they would edit it for us.
Yeah,
and we never, like, we didn't actually make really any notes about what we wanted edited. We just kind of like trusted them with it, which was fine. They generally did a very good job. And we generally tried to do everything in one take or we would talk out what we wanted changed within the podcast.
Yep.
But then we had one episode where we had stopped for something and apparently that part did not get edited out. So we actually had, someone in the congregation, I think, sent us an email that was like, hey, I don't think this was supposed to be in the podcast. And so we had to go back and I was like, what? Like, okay. So then I'm like doing investigation with production and they're like, oh no. So like, they felt very bad and we ended up like editing the file and re-releasing it. It worked out, but it was still, after that, we changed our editing process a little bit.
Definitely.
To make life easier on them.
You know, and it's not that anything like inappropriate was said in the moment or anything like that, but it was just one of those funny moments when we were like talking about something completely
off topic
and it just didn't fit.
No, it didn't. So, it was just very random. And Carol Ann, who's usually in the background, also stops us sometimes when we get off track or makes notes for resources and that kind of thing.
And occasionally
she was talking.
Is on here, the podcast,
Yeah, we've had her
too.
On a couple times. Yeah. Or sometimes we'll have her mic'd so it's easier for her to like interrupt us. Yeah. But she was like in the background talking.
Right.
In this
and she sounds
part.
Very far away.
Yeah, because she
wasn't close to the mic. And
so that was good.
Yeah, it was... That was fun. And the funny, we also learned that if you have had already downloaded that episode.
Oh, yeah. It didn't like change it
for you. We can't change it for you. So you have it.
It's on your device.
So. We don't have that, but
limited
there might be people.
Limited edition podcast.
Right. You might have. Yeah. You might have some limited edition version. Yeah. Those are the fun moments.
Which, to be honest.
Yeah.
Expected in some ways that we'd at least goof that once. Right. So I'm glad it wasn't anything too terrible.
Yeah, you say expected, but that was all of those were hard for me.
Oh yeah,
just the way I'm wired. Like and not because I was upset with anybody else, but I feel like it should be perfect. It needs to be right. It needs to be all together. And but that way, it's this whole project has stretched me. So that's been fun, and I'm sure we're gonna have a lot more of those moments.
Yes.
If you're curious. Sometimes this whole thing is one take.
Yes.
We don't stop. We don't pause. Other times we'll look around at each other and be like,
where are we going?
What are we even talking about?
Or
the last 4 minutes
like
needs to be cut out.
Open a door or something will happen in the background that interrupts. So we have to like stop and restart. You never know.
Like that happened one time in our Acts series when I was speaking and it was when we first started recording. I had to stop 18 different times in the middle of the message. And it's funny because it always comes together and you don't notice
it. Yeah, you have no idea.
But every time an airplane flew over, we would have to stop or a door would open. But in some ways, if that happens now, whatever.
Yeah, some of it we can edit out. With. Some, not so much. We do have very amazing sound people that have taken some very... We had another one where the podcast cart wasn't set up correctly and we all sounded like we were in a tunnel or something and somehow our production team was able to like make that sound pretty normal, which was great, so we don't get any credit for that.
Didn't we do one once where we thought we recorded and we had to redo the whole thing?
I think so.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was before we had the computer. It was like recording on an SD card or something,
right.
So there wasn't a way to like actually see it, because now we can look over and see like, ooh, there's little voice bubbles.
And we're just gonna say that was the best episode we've ever done.
Probably
ever
was.
It was by far the best.
It probably was, most definitely.
and no one but us ever heard
it. It's like the lost ark. It's gone.
Oh my goodness. So what goes, I mean, we've talked a little bit about it as we've been talking about the podcast as a whole, but on a regular basis, what goes into something like this?
Yeah, I think when we started talking about the podcast, I think in some ways I overestimated the amount of work that went into each episode.
Sure, yeah.
And in other ways I underestimated. So,
How did you overestimate
it? I think the overestimating was thinking too much about what it would look like to plan out the episodes.
Mm.
We usually have a pretty loose plan. Like sometimes I write up questions. If we do an interview, I usually write up questions. Alex will look over them. Occasionally he'll add before we go into the room. Most of the time you ad lib questions, which are good because you're much better than I am at like listening to what somebody's saying and catching something small and asking about it. But at least having those questions going in, we can prepare the person and we can kind of have an idea of these are the things you want to ask about. For other episodes where you and I have just had a discussion about something, a lot of times we'll just take 30 minutes before the podcast. We'll usually have talked about the topic before.
Yeah.
I'll have a few points that I know that we want to hit. We'll have a little bit of a conversation before we record and then we'll kind of just go.
Yeah.
So I think I over-anticipated that we would need to have like a better outline or like something, a script or something, which that would not work. except for the Liturgy podcast. That one actually does have a script and I write those, and that one, I could almost do that one in my sleep now because we've done 50 something odd episodes of it.
Yeah.
But that part actually is less work than I anticipated. The more work is probably, especially because we work with an entire team of people that make each episode happen. So just the time it takes to get from Alex and I sitting and recording to it actually being posted on the website.
Yeah, yeah.
So we record, we send it off to production. Production makes a mix of it. They send it back to me. I have to have the unfortunate task of listening to my own voice for 30 minutes or whatever and making editing notes for them, which actually sometimes is nice because sometimes I edit out dumb things that I say. If I'm like, I really hated that comment, I'm just going to take it out.
Yeah.
Actually, I usually edit the two of us more than I edit guests because we talk too much.
Naturally.
We care more about them. We want them to sound nice.
Yeah.
So a lot of that's editing it down so that it fits kind of in a 30, 45 minute time frame. Because a couple of times we've had like interviews that have gone an hour. Sometimes we split them and turn it into two episodes. Other times we just needed to kind of trim it down to a shorter.
Yeah.
So that part actually takes the longest of listening and making the decisions of what's coming out and if things need to be rearranged and all that. Then we send it back to production. They do magic and they rearrange everything. And then they also, so we have Byron, who'd been working on the podcast. Now Weber's actually going to be, we're giving shout outs to these people because you should know that they're here.
Yeah.
So Weber's going to now be doing editing. Ben Reeves, who's our production lead, he helps with the mixing and got this podcast cart set up and everything. And then every week, our comm team also makes graphics for everything. So Kate and Ismari make sure that we have cool graphics on the internet that we can put on social media. They do all the social media stuff for us too. So it's definitely a huge team effort.
Yeah.
And just like getting that thing to move for each and every episode, that's what takes more time than I would have thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. In some ways, it is more simple than we thought. And in other ways,
it's a lot more complicated,
for sure.
Very strange that way.
Yeah. And I think we've committed to, if this adds value to you or to our church, we'll continue to do it until it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's
because there's so many hands involved.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time for a lot of different people.
Absolutely.
But we're very appreciative.
Big shout out to Carol Ann.
Who's
also in the room currently listening with headphones on.
She got headphones today.
She's been a huge support. There's an element of all of this too where there's show notes. So if we want this to be a resource that's helpful for you, we'll talk about things. And we're going to continue to do that in the months and years and weeks and days to come, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to dig deeper on those things, that's where you go. But also, even more important, is just someone who's in the room that's not us going, you're rambling.
Y'all are nerding out.
Yeah, or you're nerding out. Or I'm not sure that made sense. Yeah. Or it's an invaluable, you know, space.
And she's also been a part of a lot of the brainstorming and coming up with topics. Yeah. And we've had like Steve Mitchell and a few other people that have been involved in those conversations as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're like, we think this is a good idea. Or we don't have any ideas. Yeah. Does anyone else have them?
Yeah.
So it's been helpful to have
Or she'll be like, too much, resource. Too soon. We're not there. Like she's, the governor. Not like in the golf cart. When I was a kid, I would go in a golf cart and I always wanted it to go really fast.
Oh, yeah.
But if it went too fast, it would automatically slow itself down.
Yes.
And there are topics that, like, I'm the kind of guy, I want to talk about the hardest of hard topics. Let's get it all out there and figure it out. And Carol Ann will often be like, maybe we should slow it down a little bit.
Or maybe we should soften our language or whatever that
100%,
looks like.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. So, invaluable.
So, thank you.
Yes.
Let me hit the button. You can say you're welcome.
He's lying. We have no button.
I like pretending that there's like a button and I'm in control. That's great. Can we edit that out? Not joking.
No.
I'm just joking.
Not doing that. Now that you're back, Alex, you have fresh ideas and things. But I'm just curious, what are some things you're excited for the future of the podcast?
Yeah, I am excited about everything right now.
You're like a kid that's like likes school that just got done with summer vacation and you're real into it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, for sure. As a family, we had some time off and we had some time to catch our breath and processed and thought through so many things outside of just spending time with my family. And I just have so many ideas and some of them will probably be bad and we won't do them.
That's why we have Carol Ann.
And honestly, we haven't really even talked about this. So again, we'll just process this out loud now. But there's a story in the book of Acts where Paul is in trouble with the Roman authorities because he's talking about ideas that are dangerous to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because these ideas are like love one another, treat each other with respect, dignity, honor. But they're dangerous to the structures, the power structures that be, right? And I just got me thinking that, and we know this because we watched it play out in our world, but ideas have a tremendous amount of power to change our lives as individuals, but also to change the world around us. And the gospel is full of new ideas, new ways of thinking about the world. And I just think that it would be fun to explore those, but do it in a way that connects pop culture, that connects current events, things that we're actually doing right now, in a way that fulfills the original vision and mission of this podcast, which was, what does our faith look like in real life? And so I feel like no topic can be off limit, which is fun for me. I love connecting the dots. And I will talk about this actually in a sermon coming up that...
Will it actually be past sermon once this releases?
I don't know.
Go back and listen to Alex's sermon.
This is also part of the process of podcasting. It's like, which week does this actually come out? I have just talked about this in a sermon where, you know, I tell my kids about Jesus, particularly my daughter Isla, who's almost four, through the retelling of Disney stories all the time. I use pop cultural references. And for some people, that sounds like sacrilege. Maybe that's a terrible idea. But I think that we have the ability to help other people understand what's happening in the world through the lens of the gospel. And we could talk about that more. So, you know, parents, you can talk to your kids about Jesus through these stories that maybe feel like, I don't even know how they connect, but there are ways that they do. So again, it's just, I want to talk about the gospel and I want to talk about Jesus a lot, but not just him 2000 years ago in an ancient time, but how that impacts our current culture today. So some of more of what we're doing, I would love to continue to bring in voices that we know that we've built relationships with, and some we don't. So I read too many books over break or listened to a bunch of books. And while I probably won't be able to get these people to show up onto our podcast, their book can, right? Yeah. Them as an expert and their ideas are something we can talk about. So from leadership to health to business to ministry to government, all sorts of different ideas. But I think it would be interesting for us to be able to look at some of their ideas and talk about them and how they impact us and our world, and how we can see the gospel through them. So stuff like that is what I get excited about. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think in general, this is one of my favorite projects that I get to work on. So just the fact that I continue to get to work on it is exciting. But I think just knowing that we've only scratched the surface of things that we could talk about, even though sometimes I feel like I'm like, I have no more ideas for the podcast. I realize we have really only scratched the surface. Yeah. And so just excitement about things that we will talk about, guests that we will have on.
Yeah.
There's a few things that we have lined up that I don't think I can talk about yet that I'm excited about. So yeah, just, it's really fun. And I will say we haven't talked much about the weekly liturgy podcast, but one of the things that's exciting to me right now about that is we went through our staff and now we're moving on to our congregation. Yeah. And I think to me, it's really fun because I get to be the person that records with all those people. And so getting to just like meet a bunch of people from the congregation, but also just letting the congregation be able to hear other voices of like normal people, air quotes, who, you know, aren't on staff or who aren't technically in full-time ministry, but who have thoughts on the Psalms that are really great and who can show up in your ears once a week.
Yeah.
So,
well, I like I said, I didn't listen to every episode while I was gone yet, but one of the liturgy episodes I did listen to was Usherica Johnson's.
Oh, she did great.
It was amazing. And it was, I listened to it on my way to the gym in the morning and I was struggling with everything going on in the world. Like just like anyone else, I was really wrestling with all that was happening. And she talked about what our gaze is focused on and connected a psalm to it. And it, I remember how I felt. I don't always remember what she said. And I'm used to people not remembering what I said. So that's fine. But I felt hope, you know, and I was just, I texted her right away. I was like, I'm so encouraged. Thank you. So it'll be fun to continue to introduce voices of our church to our church.
Yep.
Just keep us connected. So
awesome. Well, this has been a fun little recap of the last year.
A little looking back and looking forward.
Looking back, looking forward. Yeah. Some behind the scenes sneak peek kind of things.
It's kind of like a softball for me to come back to. So that was great.
It was like, it was very good timing. That was like, oh yes, the 1 year. It'll be Alex's first one back. Yeah. It'll be a fun surprise in the midst of.
I'm also kind of wound up right now, so I could literally talk about anything.
But, which is good because we have another episode to record.
Yeah. Whenever it comes out.
Whenever it comes out. But thank you everybody for listening today. We are so glad that you were here. If you enjoyed today's episode, or if you know someone that would be interested in hearing about behind the scenes of our podcast, you can feel free to share that with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify so that you don't miss an episode. Just a reminder, when you subscribe, you not only get these conversational podcasts in your platform, inbox, something, every Tuesday, you also get our weekly teachings from the Sunday before that drops in on Monday, and the weekly liturgy, which we were just talking about, that comes in on Thursday. So we hope to see you guys next week. Have a lovely week.